Following a very successful G20, which was chaired by South Africa and held here in South Africa, and in Africa for the first time, we woke up this morning seeing a tweet from the president of the USA, President Trump, commenting about the decision of him not to invite South Africa to the G20, which is going to be held in the United States of America next year in 2026. It is rather unfortunate that such a decision has been taken by President Trump. And we hope that because we have about 6 to 8 months to prepare and finalize for the G20, which is going to be held in the US, it is our hope that prevailing circumstances in the context of multilateralism will result in President Trump reconsidering his decision, because the decisions in the G20 forum are arrived at using a tool or a mechanism of consensus. That is the approach which was adopted to establish the G20 in 1999, which culminated into it being led by state presidents 8 years later after 1999. So it is our hope that that approach of multilateralism will be looked at, and it is the context in which President Trump, as the president of the United States of America, will approach the chairpersonship of the G20. It is also our hope that President Trump, as the incoming chairperson on behalf of the US, will do like other former chairpersons have done, to work within the principles that have been established by the G20 countries, so that we can strengthen our relations in the world. We can improve trade among ourselves as countries, and we want to applaud South Africa for continuing to clarify all and sundry, including the United States of America, that we are a country that believes in the rule of law, that matters of white Afrikaners who have gone to the US have gone there on their own volition. There's no white people who are Afrikaners who have been targeted here. In South Africa, President Ramaphosa and other members of our government have explained this on numerous and numerous and numerous occasions. This includes the Afrikaners themselves here in South Africa, who have conflicted and have objected to what was said by the 49 Afrikaner voortrekkers who went to the United States of America.